What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting with a question from Kara.
My name is Kara. I am 8 and I like dragons. What if an evil wizard took all the cats into dragons, but Fred the dog saved the day because it turned out that the evil wizard was misunderstood? The wizard's name is Polly Delancey. People think he is a girl. Thank you very much. Bye.
Oh my goodness, that is quite a bit of question. Now, I asked a few of my family members, and we settled on Polly P. Rancy as the name you said, and I apologize, Kara, if we got it wrong. Now we've got to add on a patron question from Ayla.
Hi, my name's Ayla. I like cats and wildcats, and my what if question, I'm five, Ivan, and my what if question is, what if Safaka lemurs were sushi chefs?
What if Safaka lemurs were sushi chefs? And she said she likes cats and the PBS show Wildcrats.
It's about animals.
Ooh, what if Safaka lemurs were sushi chefs? And while we can't have the Wildcraft show help us out with this episode, What If World does have its Discover Why channel. And your question reminds me of their latest documentary. This documentary was shot on an island deep in the Pacific Ocean.
Was it my trash island?
Oh, hi, Hungry Bungry. No, it was not your trash island.
Oh, that's okay, because I just really wanted to say a big thank you to William, our newest patron.
Oh, thanks, Hungry, and thank you, William. I also wanted to thank Jaina and Baron, their siblings who just joined us on Patreon before the new year.
Oh, no, you got more shoutouts to me this week.
It's okay, Fred. It's not a competition.
Well, I'm going to give a best shout out to Emily. She's 7 years old and she likes me for the dog.
And I've got a big shout out for her big sister, Rosie.
Wow, Jaina and Barrett, William, Emily, and Rosie.
I know, right? I'm so lucky to have you as listeners and patrons. Thanks. Now let's tune in to What If World's Discover Why channel. Hopefully their documentary answers Ayla and Kara's questions.
The wild Mr. Eric puts down the microphone and picks up a remote to change stations rapidly.
Dr. Mentory? Wow, what an honor to meet you.
The honor is all yours, yes. I'll be hosting this particular episode. We shot this...
Oh, no, okay, great, no, don't spoil any surprises. Let's just get straight to the story.
Documentary.
Dr. Mentory.
Fine.
What if an evil wizard turned all the cats into dragons, but Fred the dog saved the day because it turns out that the evil wizard was misunderstood? The wizard's name is Polly P. Rancy. People think he's a girl. And what if Safaka lemurs were sushi chefs? We're sushi chefs.
That's a tough one.
Welcome to Unspecific Island, where a crisis has befallen all of nature. The cats have turned into dragons. Even while taking naps, their loud purrs rumble the island itself, and their snorts set fire to its trees. But how did this all happen? Dr. Mentory has got the full scoop.
Oh, can you scoop my dragon litter?
Absolutely not. It all started a few minutes ago when the evil wizard Polly P. Rancy doggy paddled her way to shore.
Oh, that was a tiring swim. Oh, and kitty wizards hate water even more than normal cats.
The evil wizard seemed to be talking to no one in particular.
You know, I'm feeling quite hungry. I think I'm gonna go get me one of them sushis from the famous Lemur Sushi Chefs.
Somehow, this cat was able to pronounce sushi chef better than Mr. Eric.
Hey, it's a hard phrase.
And so she went to find the famous lemurs, known across the Pacific Ocean as the greatest of sushi chefs.
A new customer, welcome to Safaka Sushi, where all your fish-specific dreams come true.
The only specific dream I have is to get an all-you-can-eat buffet.
I am sorry. Our all-you-can-eat sushi buffet is for boy cats only.
The lemur quickly fixed her up a big, beautiful flower with one tiny piece of sushi right in the middle.
Female cats get the beautiful sushi flower instead.
First off, I am a boy cat. And secondly, even if I were a girl cat, I wouldn't want a little piece of sushi. I just swam halfway across the Pacific Ocean.
And so the male sushi chef lemur did the only thing he could think of. He brought out a girl cat to talk to her.
Hello. I am Cleocatra.
I know who you are. You're some sort of famous cat empress or some such. But why isn't the lemur talking to me?
I'm sorry, but you are a female cat. These lemurs think that we females must watch what we eat.
Eh, that's ridiculous. My name is Polly P. Rancy.
It does sort of sound like a girl's name.
Polly. P-A-W-L-Y. Pause, get it? Clearly a boy's name.
Oh, we are so sorry. It is difficult for us to tell with cats whether they are boys or girls. As soon as you change out of those pink wizard robes into a more masculine color, we will give you the all-you-can-eat buffet.
The evil wizard's pink robes glowed bright. She was clearly getting upset.
I'm not gonna change me robes. Pink is a perfectly acceptable color for a girl cat or a boy cat.
The evil lady wizard conjured a ladies' home journal article from June of 1918. The fancier-looking girl cat, known as Cleocatra, leaned over to read the library article.
It says, the generally accepted rule is pink for the boys and blue for the girls. The reason is that pink, being a more decided and stronger color, is more suitable for the boy, while blue, which is more delicate and dainty, is prettier for the girl.
Don't you see, it's just a matter of perspective. Whether it's a boy color or a girl color, I happen to like pink because it's bright. It makes me feel happy.
I can see that you are very upset by this, Mrs. Rancy. I can offer you 2 flower petal sushi specials for the price of 1.
Oh, what'll make this sushi chef lemur listen to me?
The Cleocatra cat had a sly and scheming look about her.
Perhaps if we were dragons, it would not matter if we were girls or boys.
Dragons, you say?
The evil sorceress cat pulled out her wand, and with an arcane incantation, lightning struck the island in a dozen places at once. And wherever it struck, a cat turned into a dragon.
Nay, I'm big, and you're little. Get that sushi in my belly.
Wow, I have never seen a big, beautiful pink dragon before. I will find the most beautiful flower petal to put your tiny piece of sushi upon. I am afraid we are going to have to take all of your sushi, little chef.
Several hours of chaos ensued. Lemurs running from cat dragons eating sushi, and any fish with common sense swam as far from the island as possible.
It's tough being a dragon. I'm so hungry I already ate all of the sushi.
Then we must fly to the mainland and take all of their food as well, and perhaps rule over them as king and queen.
The 2 lady cat dragons talked at length, It will remain one of the great mysteries of nature what they talked about. Because boys can't really understand girls.
Of course you can understand me, you're just choosing not to.
Shh. I'm in the sights of the big evil wizard dragon. She seems upset with me for some unknown reason.
Unknown reason? They don't like your attitude about women one bit.
Fortunately, the sushi chef lemurs came to my aid, slinging small stones at the dragons with large seaweed wraps.
We cannot let these dragons hurt a fellow dude. Lemurs, attack to the last man. Cheer, lemurs. Tell us we're doing a good job.
Go, sushi chef lemurs!
Cleocatra breathed a stinky saltwater breath over all the lemurs, making their seaweed slings too soggy to use.
You do not have to cheer the male lemurs. There are countless better things you can do with your time.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, let's cheer for Cleocatra.
Go, Cleocatra!
It's a start.
But what the lady dragons didn't realize is that I'd called in a favor from the president of What If World. He should be space and time traveling here by Air Force One any several minutes ago.
Oh, hey, Dr. Mantui. I got here as fast as I could several minutes ago. Then I chewed on a stick for a while. Then I saw all these dragons flying around. And I went, oh, that's probably why I'm here.
Seeing the majestic Fred approach, I remembered that I wasn't supposed to get involved in the documentary at all. So I decided to hide in a bush.
Hey, Dr. Mantui, where'd you go? I heard you say something about a bush, and now I can't see anything except a bush. Oh well, let me go talk to the big angry dragons. Hi, big angry dragons. Why are you so angry?
At first, everyone thinks I'm a girl.
What? No way I can smell your bum from here. You're definitely boy dragon.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. You can smell my bum from there.
Oh, it's kind of my specialty. With that and eating sticks and being president. But also, I think you need a bath. You've been eating too much sushi lately.
Fred, that's very gross.
Oh, hi, Cleocatra. I didn't realize you're a dragon now.
The lemurs cautiously approached this new creature.
Are you a girl dog or a boy dog?
I don't see why that's relevant, but you can sniff my bum if you need to.
You are wearing a purple collar. Kind of a girly color.
I like purple. What's the matter with you?
Ah, but here on this island, girls do girl things, and boys do boy things. And these girl dragons are conquering us like boys, which would be okay if they were boys, but they're girls.
Ma, you lemurs sew backwards.
No, we don't sew at all, except for the cheer lemurs. They sew for us when they are not cheering.
Not anymore!
I'm going to be a doctor.
Actually, I like sewing, so I'm gonna keep doing it, but not because you told me to.
Oh, good for you, cheer lemurs.
Very well. Cheer lemurs, climb on my wings, and we will conquer the world together.
Okay!
Whatever you say!
I feel like we're repeating a pattern!
And so, the three lady lemurs climbed on top of Cleocatra's wings. I wasn't scared or anything, but I stayed in the bushes anyway.
Cleocatra, I'm president, and I'm going to ask you nicely, please don't take over the world.
Polly Prancy, will you help me?
It's not Polly Prancy, it's Polly P. Rancy. I'm a boy cat dragon who likes the color pink, and I learned another thing today.
And the pink lady dragon took off after Cleocatra.
You think you're bad, Cleocatra?
How can I possibly be a bad guy when I am a girl?
I didn't say bad guy. I just said bad. You're telling those lemurs what to do, and you're using the powers I gave you to get your way. Put the lemurs down.
I think things are getting a little out of paw right now.
I will let them down, but only long enough to take you down too.
Cleocatra let the three lemurs down into a nearby tree, and then took off into the sky to face the evil pink cat dragon wizard lady Polly Prancy.
You got so much of that wrong.
It was an epic struggle for survival. Or at least it would have been if they were boy dragons rather than girl dragons.
You're doing a bad job. You're an unreliable narrator.
We'll show you how tough girls can be.
No, wait. Please don't. I'm so scared. We're back. These scratches on my face are from this new bush. It's a very scratchy bush.
No, they are from the lady lemurs. They have been chasing and scratching you for 5 minutes. Also us.
That's not possible. I never get involved in a documentary.
You are talking to a sushi chef lemur right now.
Okay. Just please don't tell them where I am.
Where are you, Dr. Mentory?
We're gonna find you.
You owe us an apology.
Hey, Dr. Mentory, where to go? These lemurs really want to talk to you for some reason. So I'm gonna sniff around till I find you.
I bravely stood out of the bush. And ran in the other direction. The dragon battle raged overhead.
Where are you going?
We just want you to apologize
and admit that girls are great.
Wait a second. Is that what this is all about? Hey, dragon, you two stop fighting up there. Don't make me grab you out of the sky with my tongue. You'll have very slimy dragon paws if I do.
That sounds disgusting.
Maybe we should stop fighting a moment.
The two dragons stopped fighting and landed by Fred the dog.
These lemurs wouldn't let me get the all-you-can-eat sushi buffet.
Apparently, it's just for boys.
Lemur sushi chefs, is that the truth?
Don't worry. We now believe that you are a boy dog, so you can have as much sushi as you want.
Also, I'm not supposed to care just because it don't affect me personally.
Fred the dog was stating the obvious. In nature, creatures don't often help other creatures unless they have something to gain.
That's creatures, not people. When you got good enough brains to talk, then you got good enough brains to help other people and treat them as equals.
Wow, no one has ever come to the specific island and given us such wisdom.
And even a girl dragon can be powerful or weak. I can like bright colors or dark. I can be good or bad.
That's what I'm trying to say.
The two dragons talked for a while, and I listened. Some of the boy lemurs became cheer lemurs. Some of the girl lemurs became sushi chefs. And a few of them even joined me, Dr. Mentory, to discover new uncharted parts of What If World.
And Fred ate some sushi, in case there's some sick brains in there, just in case.
The majestic Fred ate roll after roll of sushi.
You'd think a tongue that long would make him good at eating.
But he made a horrible mess of everything instead.
It's a good sushi, even if there's not a stick in there.
I suppose everyone needs to go back to normal. Let me just... Oh, where's that Cleocatra dragon?
And while Polly P. Rancy was able to turn himself back to normal, Cleocatra flew off in her new dragon form.
I'm going to need that microphone back, Cleocatra.
Yes. How do I get this off of me?
You just... There's so a I bite clip it. On the side.
I'm just going to bite it.
End of documentary.
All right, Ayla and Kara, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my dad, Ron, for being a dreamer and a doer, and all you kids at home for accepting people as they are, and that includes yourself. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation. committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.